ABC Radio Australia.
We head to Vanuatu now, where the counting of votes has started for its first national referendum. The referendum is seeking to amend the constitution to bring about political stability by tying MPs down to political parties. Voters in Vanuatu's six provinces took part in the referendum on May 29th, while Niuans overseas had last weekend to cast their ballots. The ABC's Caroline Timmerman spoke with Principal Electoral Officer Ghislaine Malassis about the vote counting.
We've been working very hard to ensure that to carry out what government is expecting from us, like in terms of preparing the referendum. So this referendum involves a lot of work. Like one of the most important work is the awareness, planning and executing, preparing for the awareness is a huge job. So we were given the mandate to do that. So with the assistance of all our electoral stakeholders, we come up with plans and then we make the deployment to all the provinces and start to carry out the awareness to explain to people what the referendum is all about and what is expected out of the referendum. So it took us around 2 to 3 months to do that. So it's a huge job going to the provinces, including overseas, and try to tell people about the referendum.
Did it go smoothly or did you have some challenges?
We did all that we can to ensure that access to the polling station, the training of polling officials, and also informing people where they should come and vote. And it's like another huge job for us. And we were required to do all the best to ensure that everything is okay before the referendum day. That's what we did. Unfortunately, in some of the regions, like a problem with the communication, like the network is not reaching all the places. For the places where the communication is, we managed to reach our people there, especially the polling official, to update us on the progress of the voting, while in the remote areas, very difficult because lack of communication. So otherwise, we assume that everything went well during the referendum day, and we started receiving the ballot boxes back to the base, but we didn't hear anything about either some of the polling stations were not open or there's problem with the so-and-so.
What about voters in Australia and New Caledonia, Fiji and New Zealand? How did that go?
We give them a special time frame for them, given that most of the people there work during that time. And if we call them to come to the polling places, they won't come because they are on the farms. So a bit flexible with the time frame. So we give them from 29 May to 2nd June 2024 to help them to be a bit flexible and come and cast their vote during this time frame. And most of them came and casted their vote on the weekend because that's the only time they are free.
I heard that some of the Vanuatu working in Australia had to travel 3 to 4 hours or even 9 hours to cast their votes. Is that true?
Yes. We have some reporting to us that like our team there that manage the polling station in Australia, they report to us that some of the voters have traveled 3 to 4 hours and even 9 hours to get to the polling station and vote.
What do you think of their dedication then?
From my view, is that these people demonstrate some sense of ownership here for this referendum. They want to see some change in the way we run the country, so that is why they sacrifice themselves to come and vote.
Vanuatu has been experiencing problems with domestic flights and even international flights. So was it easy to bring those ballot boxes from, say, New Caledonia and Australia or even within Vanuatu?
Yeah, we arrange the shipment of ballot boxes there, and also the pickup from all these provinces back to Port Vila. While others, we use the airlines to drop off the boxes and also pick up the boxes, including all the security officials. Despite the crowding of the airlines here, we mostly used in the past Vanuatu, but given the crowding, we capitalize on the smaller aircraft company to do the flying for us.
Are you all looking forward to June 10th when the announcement will be made?
Yeah, like we are working very hard to ensure that we meet at the deadline so that one of the people can trust our work. So we demonstrate a lot of commitment now during the counting, and it will require a lot of commitment and sacrifice to make sure that we achieve the deadline as planned. Caroline, it's not an easy job. Eh? It's going to be, you know, checking and rechecking just to ensure that everything is fine before announcing the result.